Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf, heard live for 2 hours every week. You're always invited to join the conversation. Call Pierre live at 1-855-4-BIZ-TALK. That's 855-424-9825. And now, here's your host, Pierre Wolf.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. You heard the name. 30 years of America's Dining and Travel Guide. My special guest is there every... I'm going. I don't know what's wrong. I am there. I'm there right now. What's happening? Hello. Hello, hello. Something is wrong. Can you hear me? No one can hear me. Oh, there you are. Hello, Gig. Well, something happened somewhere along the line. Hello, Gig.
Hello, Pierre.
You are the CEO and chairman of Gwyn's Travel. Yes. There's something wrong. Something is wrong. Hello, hello. Here I am. I don't know what's going on. What's going on? Hello? Hello, hello? Hello, hello? Hello, hello? Can't hear me. Yeah, well, you know, you can't hear me.
I can hear you. Bob can hear you. Let me...
You go ahead. You go ahead. All right.
Once before, we've had him on. Bob Holscher, who is a specialist in national parks, he and I just spent 2 weeks in some of the best national parks, certainly in the West.
Hello, Bob. How are you doing? Can you hear me? Welcome to the show. And by the way, I want you to know that in, I believe it's Saturday's Wall Street Journal was a great article, Into the Wild at the National Parks. I don't know whether you're aware of Frank Lee Ruggles, who is writing a book called Chasing Light, has to do with national parks and photography. Are you aware of that, Bob?
No, I'm not familiar with the gentleman.
Isn't that something? It's a huge article on national parks. And, of course, we have wonderful national parks right here in Colorado. And I've been around the United States and visited many, many, Yosemite, and I can name them, Rocky Mountain National Park here, and, of course, Black Canyon, Gunnison National Park, Great Sand Dunes, and on it goes, Mesa Verde. I'm just in love with it. Yellowstone is our neighbor in Wyoming. So I enjoy a great deal of national parks. What have you done, you, Bob Holzer, to become involved with national parks?
Well, Pierre, I'm happy to say, to let people know, that Bob has been to every national park and area in on the list, which is, I think, over 415, and he's really the expert's expert on national parks. And we went to several Colorado national parks last week on our trip. So, Bob, maybe you can talk a little bit, maybe start out talking about the Colorado national parks.
As Pierre said, we did Rocky Mountain National Park, we did Great Sand Dunes, we did Mesa Verde National Park, and also a really undiscovered gem, which is Colorado National Monument out west of Grand Junction, which the people were just flabbergasted to see how wonderful it was, and they'd never heard of it before.
Tell us what it's near, Bob.
Well, it's out west of Grand Junction, almost out to the Utah line. And, you know, from there we went on, into Utah, Canyonlands, Arches, Capitol Reef, Bryson Zion. We did the Grand Canyon, Glen Canyon National Recreation Area. We did a couple of the Navajo parks and a couple of the parks administered by the Bureau of Land Management, and also a couple of state parks in Utah. It was a great trip, and I think everybody really enjoyed it.
Now, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, I've been to about half of them, but Bob took me to a couple, particularly the one in Navajo Nation, which is the Lower Antler Canyon experience, Cantaloupe. And that is one of the most amazing natural wonders I've ever seen. You might want to describe that one also, Bob.
Well, there are a number of slot canyons out of the west. They're basically sandstone that have been, through centuries, many centuries of erosion, have ended up in just absolutely fantastic shapes. They look like waves, water waves that are in stone. And, virtually everybody in our group decided to go, and I think they all appreciate it. It does involve a little climbing, but the scenery is absolutely spectacular. It's really one of the iconic sites of the American West.
And the pictures we took, Pierre, were to die for. I showed it to my friends this morning before church, and by golly, they couldn't believe there was such a place so intriguing and so beautiful. And so it was one of those things along this incredible trip that we just took to national parks that I will never forget. Now, Pierre, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Have you had a chance to do any of the national parks in Utah?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, I took the whole family when they were little children. Now, I don't remember all the names, but that is fabulous. It's unbelievable. That's what makes Utah such a big attraction. Maybe Bob
can
tell me.
I believe that Bryce might be singularly the most beautiful national park for that one view you get with all the hoodoos or spires in there. Then we went on to Zion, and Bob, tell the people what we did in Zion, because there's a lot of listeners that will be interested in that.
Well, Zion is a great hiking park, and we did some of that. We went on some short hikes down by the Virgin River. We went up to see the Weeping Wall, where there's lots of ferns growing because water runs down the wall all the time. I've been there many times before, so I just did a few things that I enjoy doing. We listened to a ranger talk on the animals that are in the park. It was just a gorgeous day on top of that. So Zion is a park that really can be appreciated by families and young people that want to go hiking or rock climbing, or people just want to go sightseeing. And they have an excellent shuttle service there, which really helps things along because you can get out of your car and go through Zion Canyon on a propane-powered vehicle.
Fabulous.
I also loved Mesa Verde, although I had been there one time before. Bob, tell us a little bit about the history and background of Mesa Verde and what's special about it.
Well, Mesa Verde was the first national park in the world to be created, not for its scenic wonders, but for its historic value. This was the site of the, used to be called Anasazi Civilization, now it's called Ancestral Puebloan, an incredible complex of over 600 ruins in extreme southwestern Colorado. And it's also a World Heritage Site. It really, I think it was Sunset Magazine that claimed or made the statement that Mesa Verde was the number one historical attraction in the West.
Hold that thought, both of you, Bob Holzer and, of course, Gig Gwynn. And if you ever want to travel, there's only one company you need to get in touch with. That's Gwynn's Travel, and we have none other than Gwynn himself, the chairman and CEO of Gwynn's Travel. We'll be back momentarily with more of America's Dining and Travel Guide, and you can always hear us online. Go to pierrewolf.com or Biz Talk Radio and hit Listen Live, and there we are. Back in a moment with more. A bientôt. I'll see you on the air.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe?
Heifer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotels founder Spencer Penrose built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. 5 diamond and 5 stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
303-4607.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Here we go again with America's Dining and Travel Guide. Two wonderful guests, as we always have, in particular, Mr. Geek Gwynn with Gwynn's Travel, and the one and only with the National Parks, Mr. Bob Holzer. Go ahead.
Pierre, we have, without question, the best national park system in the world of any country. There's really some strains and concerns, and I'm wondering, Pierre, if we let Bob, who really knows what he's talking about, talk just a little bit about the concerns and challenges of the national parks. Bob?
I'd be happy to address that. It's a really difficult situation. First of all, there is a lot of interest on the part of the public in visiting the national parks. Unfortunately, not to take anything away from their grandeur, the public tends to end up in a few very well-known, very popular parks like Yosemite, the Grand Canyon, Yellowstone, the Great Smoky Mountains, and causing all kinds of overcrowding and a lack of accommodations and things that really degrade the overall experience. One of the challenges is, of course, for the Park Service somehow to get the word out that there's over 400 other great sites out there that people should also be visiting. And if we could even add out some, people you'd be thrilled by some of the other places they could go, like John Day Fossil Beds National Monument in Oregon, or Lassen Volcanic National Park in California, or Congaree National Park in South Carolina, the Big Thicket National Preserve in Texas. There's so many units of the Park Service. People just, you know, the Park Service has no money for advertising, as well as almost anything else. That's one of the other big challenges. They just do not have the funding to provide the services and maintain the parks in the fashion that they should be maintained. There's about a $12 billion backup, and that's billion with a B, in projects that are waiting to be done for which there's no funding. And since the only lobbyists in Washington, for the most part, are the conservation and preservation associations, I don't think they carry as much weight with our congressmen and senators as some of the, you know, defense contractors, oil companies, other things. So the national parks kind of get put on the back burner. And another challenge is simply that, you know, especially President Obama actually created more new units and more new national monuments that he's entitled to do according to the Antiquities Act of 1906, first used by Theodore Roosevelt. He created so many new units, even more than Roosevelt did. And there's just no money to administer them, so I don't know how that's going to work out. So I guess we'll have to wait and see. But funding is really a problem, and as I said, overcrowding in the big parks.
You know, for those who are handicapped, unable to actually visit these beautiful national parks, again, I remind you, And maybe Bob Holzer can get a hold of Frank Lee Ruggles, R-U-G-G-L-E-S, Ruggles, who is a photographer and coming out with his new book with scenes of wilderness and nature, just gorgeous. And the book is called Chasing Light. And I'm not promoting the book. I'm just saying it would be great for those who are unable to attend. Incidentally, Bob, are there ways of getting a pass to these national parks online?
Yeah, you can order. It's about the easiest way, just to go to a park when you're ready to go to a park and buy it at the entrance station. But they can be had online too. The National Park Service website is nps.gov, NPS for National Park Service.gov. There's a wealth of information on that site, and they can get their passes online if they want to, but why bother? You just pay for it when you get to the site.
What do you remember, Gwynn, as one of the most exciting sites that you recently visited with Bob Holzer?
Well, you know, believe it or not, I think Arches was probably the biggest surprise to me, because they have balancing rocks, they have arches, they have areas, Pierre, you can climb almost into the arches. It's really very exciting. There's never a dull moment in Canyonlands and Arches, which are just across the Colorado border into Utah, and represent some of the most amazing natural rock formations on Earth. And we noticed, Bob and I noticed, how many foreigners had gone to see Arches, Canyonlands, Zion, Bryce, and the North Rim of the Grand Canyon, because there's nowhere else on Earth.
Unbelievable.
That's
why I took my family. I think we have been to Utah and all the places you just mentioned, Gig, at least three different times. So I'm in total agreement that this is these are some of the major attractions that people should be aware of wherever they live, whatever country. So we need to lobby a little bit more to get some of the things done that Bob Holzer was talking about, right, Gig?
Well, we do, and, you know, this is the 3 months that the families get a chance to see all this. And you talk to any adult, and they'll say, oh, I remember when I was a kid, my parents took me too. Well, this is the time of year that the kids are out of school and things are going. And as a result of it, enjoy your national parks, because they're some of the greatest adventures in the world.
Absolutely correct, and that's why I took the entire family. There were seven of us that traveled and enjoyed and going back, and we might just do that again before it's too late. People need to be more aware of national parks, and today we hope we have brought this to the attention of millions who listen to America's Dining and Travel Guide, only heard here on Biz Talk Radio. Any closing comments by either of you, Gig, Bob?
No, Pierre, just want to thanks for letting us both get on and talk a little bit about, you know, the true wonderful parts of the national system.
Bob?
And I'm always available if you want to talk about parks in any part of the country, or even some of, you know, we even have national parks in Guam and American Samoa and the Virgin Islands. So there's just a, you know, wonderland of places out there, you know, available to the American public.
Give me your number.
Gig can email the telephone number to me so I can get in touch with you, Bob Holzer. And you're saying what number you want him to give out, Gig?
Sure.
Give it quickly, Bob.
435-590-1553.
Happy Father's Day to all of your fathers out there. Have a great celebration and enjoy being on this beautiful land of ours, the United States of America, with beautiful national parks. Keep listening to...
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm so glad that you're here. Happy Father's Day to all of you. I hope you're being honored by your family. Father's Day, a very meaningful day for us. And now we have someone who has written quite a number of cookbooks. Her name, Nancy McDermott. Savor the South Cookbook Fruit. Welcome to Father's Day edition of America's Dining and Travel Guide. Hello, Nancy McDermott.
Hello, Chef Pierre. It's an honor to be here, and happy Father's Day to you and all the dads and all the people who do the dad work, whether it's their family or not. A lot of good guys out there.
You know, it's been a while. You've been on my show before, haven't you, Nancy?
Yes, I have many times. Every time I have a new book, I say, get me on Business Talk Radio with Chef Pierre.
Would you mind going back and giving the millions of people that listen each and every Sunday on Biz Talk Radio, that's where you can find it, B-I-Z Talk Radio, click Listen Live, and you have it all over, and many affiliates, of course, of our network, Biz Talk Radio Network. Go back a little bit of history, how you became involved with writing about food and some beautiful cookbooks. Go ahead, Nancy.
Oh, my pleasure. It started with cooking. I've loved to eat, and I've loved to cook since I was a small child, like 7 or 8, I would, you know, sort of get in the kitchen and see how much trouble I could give to my mother and my grandmother. And I really never thought about the work, you know, food being my job. I joined the Peace Corps after college and went to Thailand and taught junior high for 6 or 7 years. And I was always bringing a frying pan into my social studies classroom because, you know, I found getting the kids cooking foods from another place was a way to teach social studies, or, you know, making the cakes that are mentioned in To Kill a Mockingbird was a way to, you know, access somebody on English literature. And I took a food writing class in when I was living in Los Angeles. I took a food writing class through UCLA Extension with Janice Wald Henderson, an excellent food and travel writer. And I just loved it. I said, here's a way for me to be a detective. I'm interested in old recipes, traditions, home cooking. I'm interested in the people and the stories behind the food. I wouldn't be a good chef because I never think of anything new, but I really like to find out about the old ways. And I find that writing cookbooks is a way that I can dig in and learn all about something. And if it's something that people can make at home, then I can give people a map and say, here are the directions to get you to a delicious place, a gumbo, a stew, a cake, a fruit cobbler. So that's, I just feel like I've got the best job in the world.
I just laid away one of my wonderful bottles of Riesling from Alsace. That's my homeland, Alsace, Lorraine, right on the Rhine River opposite Germany. And wine is something that's still very high on my list, and we never talk enough about it. But today we're going to say Savor the South. What is the book all about? And mention some of the previous titles of book that you have published. Nancy McDermott.
Absolutely. Well, this is my 14th book. I've been doing this since 1992. My first book that came out in 1992 was Real Thai, The Best of Thailand's Regional Cooking, and that came out of my Peace Corps service and coming home and missing Thai food and learning how to cook it and then sharing what I had learned in my home kitchen and in Thailand. I've been writing about Southern cooking since 1999 when my husband and I moved our family back to North Carolina, where I was born and raised. We'd been living in wonderful Southern California for 15 years. And I started writing about Southern food as well as Asian food and the kind of food that I grew up with. I have a book on Southern cakes, a book on Southern pies, a book on Southern soups and stews. And this series from UNC Press, which does an incredible job of of, you know, both doing academic and history and so forth, but they have always done a lot about food and food ways and traditions. And about probably 4 or 5 years ago, they started this series called Savor the South. There are more than 20 volumes now, and each one, most of them are single subjects. So there's one on okra, there's one on sweet potatoes, there's one on buttermilk, there's one on bourbon, there's one on pecans. And fruit is, of course, a single subject, but I also divided it out, and I wanted to look at the iconic fruits of the South. So that means figs, it means wild persimmons, damson plums, quince, strawberries, watermelons, peaches, pawpaws. They cut me off. I could only fit 12 in the book because I need to have about 5 recipes from each one. But I just did a deep dive into the story, not the academic or scientific story, but just sort of the story of each fruit, what it means in the South, why it's important in the South. Half of them are native, like scuppernong grapes and pawpaws and persimmons and blackberries. They, you know, they're wild. They were here when humans, you know, first started looking around for things to eat. And then the other half are imports, are adoptees. So figs, which the Spanish brought when, you know, coming in, colonizing in the, or exploring in the, in Florida. And quince, brought in by a British colonists. And let's see, figs I mentioned. So I said these, you know, these were here forever. These were brought in and cultivated. And then I say, here's some things you can make with them. And I've got traditional dishes, like I've got cobblers and fig jam and fig cake. But then I also tried to think of some interesting, fun things you could do, like a pulled pork barbecue sauce or mayhaw jelly glazed shrimp with zucchini, and I've got a fig chutney that has cumin and cilantro, and it's kind of spicy. So it's about half traditional dishes and half just wonderful ways to enjoy these fruits, which are, you know, they're out there, they're good for us, they're colorful, and summer is the great time to just look around in your farmer's market, and, you know, whether you're Southern or not, it's like, look for the things that nature's giving us. That's fruit.
Nancy, what you need to do next, after a new cookbook that just came out that we are talking about, Savor the South cookbook, Fruit, Nancy McDermott, author, what you need to do is combine some of the wonderful wines that are produced in 50 states of this beautiful land of ours actually produce wine. And what you need to do is combine some of your favorite recipes from previous books and current with wine, because we haven't talked enough about that. Have you ever given thought to that, Nancy?
You know, I have not, because it's not my area of expertise. I'm a cook, and I love to go to a restaurant and find a sommelier and say, you know, you live and breathe wine. You use your expertise and tell me what out of this whole, you know, whole area of expertise. But you know what? I can do my homework. I can be a detective. So that is a wonderful idea. And what is wine made from? Fruit!
Exactly. That's why I'm coming to. And you know, the amazing part that I learned was not only my homeland, which Gewürztraminer and Silvana and Riesling and so forth, but also the French wonderful wine, Germany, Italy's wine. Every country of the world seems to make wine. In particular, I was amazed, and I repeat, that I was told 50 United States states make wine. Did you know that?
I did not. I know growing up in North Carolina, it was not a thing. And within my lifetime, I'm a baby boomer, we've gone from people thinking, well, you can't make wine here. Wine is from France and Germany and Italy and maybe California.
No.
But there are wonderful wines now that are made in North Carolina. And I didn't know it was all 50 states, but I'm not surprised. I just love that. And
I was surprised that Alaska.
It's a pleasure. It goes back to the Bible.
You know, Alaska, which is so far north, thought it couldn't, and yet they do. And
there,
obviously,
you go.
California wine, so well known. And our state, where I live for the last many years, Colorado makes their own wines. And it's amazing what we can do with that. And you, as a writer, can do that. Now,
I'm getting my notebook out.
You get your notebook out. What we need to do is give the listener an idea of what we're going to talk about in the next segment. of America's Dining, give a little idea of the contents of the book called Fruit. Nancy?
Well, I want to talk a little bit about a shrub and my favorite cake that's in here and what people can do that they didn't know they could do with a cantaloupe. How about that?
Wonderful. And, you know, don't forget that also seafood. Seafood is an important part, and does that also appear in your book?
You know what? I've got dishes like that, a shrimp with a mayhaw jelly glaze.
Right.
So, yes, I work everything I love into every
recipe. Save that thought, Nancy. You'll be back in just a few moments along with a few million listeners here on Biz Talk Radio. I'm Pierre Wolf, your host, and we are enjoying Father's Day. Have a wonderful time, you fathers. I hope you're being honored, and I have been. Back in a moment with more of America's Dining and Travel Guide. I'm Pierre Wolf.
Makes me forget that I still need your silver. Red, red wine. It's up to you.
Heifer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can
can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
One more time. Happy Father's Day. All the very best to you. All right, we got Nancy McDermott. She has written a book, Savor the South Cookbook. And Nancy, give a little bit of an overview of the contents of the book.
Oh, my pleasure, Chef Pierre. I divided it into 12 fruits, and they're arranged alphabetically. Blackberries, cantaloupe, damson plums, figs, mayhaws, and I'll come back to that because a lot of people haven't heard of that. Muscadine and scuppernong grapes, pawpaws, peaches, persimmons, quince, strawberries, and watermelon. And I've got about 5 recipes for each one. For some of the lesser-known ones, pawpaws and quince, I had 3. For some of the more beloved ones, like strawberries and figs, I have 7. Oh, but it's about 5 recipes for each of 12 fruits. And I've got an essay, a backgrounder on each fruit, and I talk about why, you know, sort of why it's, how it got to the South, and why it's important, sort of why we love it. And it's not academic, it's fun and inviting, and it's really for cooks, and it's for people who love to read about food. Even if you don't like to cook, I think you'll still enjoy, you know, a lot of people read cookbooks for fun, Chef Pierre. I bet you do too.
Absolutely. Let me ask you something. How did you get acquainted with all these fruits?
Well, I'll tell you what, a whole lot happens in the library. You know, I'm kind of old school. I've been writing cookbooks and, you know, being a freelance writer, teaching cooking classes since the 1990s. So I've got a lot of miles on me just as far as sort of, you know, general knowledge. And I have been writing about Southern food, particularly since, I think my first Southern book came out in 2004. But things like strawberries and blackberries, I grew up on those. I knew all about those, and although I did a little homework, you know, those were the simpler ones. But something like quince, there are fruits like quince and damson plums, which were brought over by the British colonists to Jamestown and other settlements, and which figured very much in Southern rural life about until World War II. And then after World War II, there was just a lot more mobility, a lot more people, you know, moving off the farm, moving to cities, or So maintaining a plum tree, especially damson plums and quince, are two fruits that you can't eat out of hand. They have to be cooked. So you could go out and gather true damson plums. They're small. They're about the size of olives, and they're half seed, so they're really hard to work with, but they make an incredible jam, an incredible jelly, incredible chutneys. Quince are, again, you're probably familiar with them, Chef Pierre, because you have, you know, I think in Europe they're much better known and appreciated. But
yes.
Quince are sort of look like pears and apples if the two had a baby. They're beautiful trees, but they have a thick skin. Sometimes it's fuzzy, and it's kind of dry and hard. But when you cook them, they have an incredible aroma and a delicious flavor. They're made into membrillo, which is a quince paste loved by Latinx cultures, and they're wonderful in a pie. But some of those that have to be cooked, you know, we got busy. And so we, I think, got more interested in, you know, pizza and takeout food. And I'm kind of got a heart for saying, look, here's some old stuff. If you don't know what a quince is, look online. Maybe you're going to order a tree and plant it in your backyard and become a quince farmer. Or just look for it in the market. A lot of these, like quince and scuppernong and muscadines, fresh figs, are showing up in the grocery store here in the South, at least, in the last 5 to 7 years. I think there's just a lot of, interest for sort of looking back and maybe trying to slow down a little bit. And you know, we're always curious about things. So to say, well, here's this wonderful thing that's in the old cookbooks. How have I never heard of it? So I'd go ask librarians. I'd ask my friends who were cooks. I'd read. And I just love being a detective. It's like I just get information everywhere I go.
What is blackberry fool? What's that all about?
Blackberry fool is one of the easiest and most delicious recipes in the book. Let's see, that's on page. Let's see, that's blackberry cordial flump fool. Page 12. Blackberry sugar, salt, cream, confectioner's sugar, and vanilla. I mean, you could practically memorize that list. You make whipped cream, sweetened whipped cream, and then stir in blackberries that you've cooked down. So you take blackberries, a little bit of sugar. Let's say you had 2 cups of blackberries and 1/4 cup of sugar, a handful of sugar, and maybe a little bit of water, and just cook those over gentle heat until they're really soft. Mash them up. You're really making making a simple blackberry jam. And then you stir just enough of those stewed, cooled blackberries into whipped cream, and you can either stir it in gently so that you have streaks of beautiful, you know, the gorgeous purple bluish blackberries, or you can mix it completely so that all the cream turns purplish color. And then you've got, it's like a pudding, it's like a little mousse. So a fool is whipped cream with fruit. You could do the same thing with strawberries, you could do the same thing with raspberries, you could do it with peaches. It couldn't be simpler. It's refreshing. You make it in the morning and it's ready for, you know, your guests after dinner. Blackberry fool.
There is a word that I haven't heard for a long time, horchata de melon. What's horchata?
I'm so glad that you noticed that one. I thought horchata meant a rice-based drink from Mexico. In fact, it's Latinx. I believe it's all over Latin America and Spain, Spanish-speaking countries. Horchata is, the most famous one is made with rice. So uncooked grains of rice are ground up. I do it in a blender with water to make what looks like milk, but it's more delicious, and sugar and cinnamon. So I was familiar with that kind of horchata, which you can easily find in Southern California. But for this book, I came across horchata de melon. And horchata means a refreshing, it's a word for cold drinks that are served cold and are very refreshing. So this one is made with cantaloupe seeds. I mean, talk about not wasting anything. You're going to open up that delicious cantaloupe, set the seeds and all the juicy goodness that is with them that you usually throw away or put in the compost. You take 1/2 cup of the seeds and the juice and a little bit of pulp from the center of a cantaloupe. You mix it with 1 cup of cold water, 2 tablespoons of sugar or honey, and 1 tablespoon of lime juice or lemon juice and a little
and
bit of pulp.
And voila, you got horchata. I wanted to thank you and all the fathers. Happy Father's Day to all of you out there. And thank you, Nancy McDermott. Be sure and send some book my way. Even the old books, we can talk about that. Have a wonderful Father's Day. And all of you, don't go away. because the second hour of America's Dining and Travel Guide is straight ahead. Thank you, Nancy, and thank you, fathers and mothers, and all wonderful citizens of the United States. Great Father's Day. I'm Pierre Wolf. Enjoy and listen to the next hour. I'll be back. Bye-bye now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.